This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Empire. This will not be your dad's sports bar.
And so as we locate our venues, we have a lot of stadium adjacency and some more urban entertainment district developments as well. And so when fans come through, it is a visceral experience. So we're going for everybody. Those fans that can't get to the stadium, those fans that can't get to the 50-yard line, those fans that want to go watch the away game. Think about it. Every professional sports team, half their inventory is on the road.
That's Jeb Terry, CEO and the president of COSM, an immersive brick-and-mortar experience like none other. This is the Future Sport Podcast. I'm Bram Weinstein. We've spent a ton of time on this podcast discussing second screens, the metaverse, and every way that fans can connect to sports without doing so in person with other fans. You know, like the way we used to get together. Jeb Terry believes a modern shared experience will make the younger generation think differently about that. Our guest this week is Jeb Terry. He's the CEO and the president of COSM. COSM, yep. Which is the leading experiential media and immersive technology company that is changing the way we're going to experience content in a way that they call shared reality.
Yep.
It's great to have you here, Jeb.
Thanks for having me. Enjoy it.
All right. We are here on Radio Row at the Super Bowl. You are a former NFL player.
Indeed.
So take me from the path. How'd you get from strapping up the pads, gunning for one of these championships to building an immersive reality company?
Yeah, so, look, it's been a long, interesting path, to be sure. And I can say my seat right now as the CEO of COSM, it leverages every step along the way, right? It's one of these things where it's given me insights to do some really incredible stuff and understand the way our industry works. So, you know, as an NFL player, I got to, you know, be on the field. From there, I went and had a sports tech startup, a mobile video platform that I started, was able to sell that to Fox Sports and went with that deal. So I was at Fox Sports for quite some time.
Ooh.
And what we were doing there was, you know, how do we take our linear portfolio but distributed everywhere, so cross-platform. That also meant mobile, web, digital, but also immersive, so like headsets and all sorts of things like that. So we were doing that for the biggest events, Super Bowls, World Cups, all that great portfolio. And after I left Fox, it was trying to figure out how can I leverage all the various seats. And COSM does that, right? And so I've been able to really look at these past experiences and apply it to now the business sense of starting this company and giving fans something that I think has never been done before. Our ability to put you courtside, pitch side, 50-yard line, end zone, we can do that live, and it's absolutely incredible.
Were you thinking about this as a player? Did that start for you? When was the transition to go from being an athlete, professional athlete, to what you're doing now?
Yeah, I always thought about, you know, business-minded, investment-minded. That's kind of been my path. I'm an undergrad business major. I went and got my MBA afterwards. So thinking on the business path, but it's how do you leverage the expertise or the access you had in the NFL, right? That is differentiated. Being able to understand what allowed me to do that and how do I leverage that in the business world. And so all of my touch points have really been about improving a fan experience.
Yeah.
I look back, mobile video platform, it was about getting athlete videos from in the locker room, from on the plane, on the bus, all those things before Twitter was doing it, before IG was doing it, all those. So that all access type thing.
So Fox, you were looking around the locker room thinking about this?
No, like, it came post, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, when I was playing football. A lot of people talk about next career. I was like, no, this is an opportunity. I'm all in. I am not messing around. And so it was after that where it's like, you know, how do you figure out to mirror your athlete experience, the access you had with the business acumen and aspiration there? And is there a way to create value with that merge?
Okay, so tell me about that original experience when you started looking into this type of technology and collecting these videos and putting it on a platform. How were you thinking about it then?
Yeah, so, you know, after I left Fox Sports, was looking to figure out what we wanted to do next, what company wanted to start, and started really, you know, looking around. I was in the investment world, working as a private equity and started identifying companies that we can start to invest in the sports entertainment ecosystem. And we started looking at some technology, and it's like, okay, what is the use case of this stuff? What can we do with it? And as part of this, we ended up buying a company called Evans & Sutherland, which is the world's biggest planetarium company. And a planetarium is the first immersive experience created.
That's true.
Take you to space.
The sphere before the sphere.
Totally. Yeah. We have over 700 planetariums around the world use our software. Liberty, Griffith, Adler, Shanghai. The biggest and best planetariums use our tech.
Wow.
And as we were looking at this, we said, well, what about live sports? What about entertainment? What about leveraging LEDs instead of projection? It was kind of that path, and the aha moment, I was looking at an early, early prototype, and I had some sports examples. And immersive, right? 360 high-res examples that I was able to procure. And I walked in, and it was literally immediate. You're like, wow, this feels like I'm there. And from then on, it's been foot on the gas. We bought four companies through three transactions.
Yeah.
You know, some of our tech is on the field this Sunday.
Yeah.
Goal line pylons and things like that. And so we've been really doing some cool things around building this ecosystem of that fan experience.
Okay, so let's talk about a customer base that people are going to want to attend these type of events. How have you kind of thought through educating people that this is something you want to be a part of?
Yeah, and the thing is, the education is the key. Get them in there, and then it converts. And when you walk in, it's an immediate conversion, like an aha, holy cow, this is incredible. And so what we do, we focus on the events, and you're a fan of the Commanders, right? When we have a live Commanders game, this is literally the best place to watch that game as opposed to being at the stadium yourself. And so as we locate our venues, we have a lot of stadium adjacency and some more urban entertainment district developments as well. And so when fans come through, it is a visceral experience. And so we're going for everybody. Those fans that can't get to the stadium, those fans that can't get to the 50-yard line, those fans that want to go watch the away game. Think about it. Every professional sports team, half their inventory is on the road.
That's right.
The fandom hasn't gone with it.
Right.
The fandom is still there.
Yeah.
Immersive watch parties are a thing.
Yes.
So how do we create the coolest four-wall box for that human experience? And that's what this is.
And so how are you thinking about, like, scale of size of venues? What are you looking at right now? Because you're not building the sphere.
No, we're not.
You know, what are you looking at?
Our whole building kind of, you know, mandate is we want to be on 24/7. Right? We just announced a big NBC sports deal with Premier League. So 9 a.m. on the West Coast, Manchester, Man U versus Liverpool,
We're
going to be full, right? And we focus on that type of capacity. Right now, our venues are 65 to 70,000 square feet, right? So we can go in these unique areas. We have...
How many people would be in on for a game? How many?
Yeah, so the total capacity is around 2,000 people.
Oh, okay.
Right? So,
it's large. Yeah.
But we have multiple spaces, right? So we have a spot where it's the dome, where it leverages our big dome immersive, our LED dome that's 12K that wraps around, and you know, it's a really great spot. We also have a thing called the Hall, which is like the coolest sports book gastro pub you've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's got a 150-foot LED wall that leverages our same tech. So if you think about it, say you come in for March Madness, there's an immersive game in the dome, then every other linear game is out in the hall. And we want fans to get up and move around. It's the last time you went to a football game, did you sit in your seat the entire time?
I call the game, so I'm a little different. I'm sitting up in the booth calling their game,
the
so I've got a different situation. Yes,
you into, right? You're up, moving around.
That's right.
You're in the scene.
Well, it's actually interesting you bring that up, because we've talked to a number of different people within teams that are selling ticket packages on the premise that their fans don't actually want to sit in their seats any longer, that they actually want to move around, either change locations, go to different locations, make it a more, you know, immersive is probably the wrong word, but a different experience for the fans themselves.
You are 100% right. We've seen fans want to get up, move around, walk around, you know, get great food, great drinks, that whole thing. And it's about the energy. Right, the fandom, and that's what we've been designed for. We are not a theater, like, full stop.
Right.
We don't have theater seats. We have big social booths. And it's literally, for a sports fan, it is the coolest spot to come watch a game ever.
Yeah. Like,
that's the promise of what we're delivering.
Okay.
And we can do it live. So it's an amazing
thing. I don't mean this as the naive question, but this is an audio platform. Can you describe what the experience would be like to come to the venue? What are they going to see? And what does it feel like to be
all right,
there?
Look, I'm going to play this demo video for you while I talk about this.
Okay.
Right? And the beauty is, it's a one-of-one, undescribable thing. We think this is a new fan viewing experience, right? It's a category-defining thing. Fans, they don't have this. You can't describe it. It's literally putting you at the event, at the best seat of the house, every single time.
This is wild.
It's literally is. Super high resolution, we're low latency, sub 5 second latency, so we beat broadcast. We bring in the linear call, the audio, the color commentary, right? So you, when you're calling
I'm
a game,
standing center court Wimbledon right now, here. Yeah.
And that's the promise. And look, as a guy that has to sell this, it can be frustrating, right? Being misunderstood can be frustrating.
Yeah.
You just have to be patient with it. And the good news is when we open our doors, it is self-selecting. And that's why, you know, the name Cosm is so distinct. And I want people to say, I just want a Cosm here.
Yeah.
Right? I want every city to say, we want a Cosm here. Because it is the world's best. And, you know, it goes beyond sports. Because, again, fandom extends beyond just sports. Right? It's music, entertainment, art, science, all those things. And so we program each venue like a TV channel.
Yeah.
Live sports is the anchor. And then every other day part, we fill it in.
When I'm there, am I wearing any kind of headset, anything
of that
nature?
No hardware. You're coming in, and you just have the full experience. And you have the fans, and you're high-fiving, you're cheering, you're drinking beers. It is like you're there.
Were you in that space? Were you thinking about headsets, VR, the home experience, the way that you're thinking about the live experience?
Well, so the knowledge of the immersive industry helped us do this. So what's important to understand is these same feeds we can take to headset.
Yeah.
So we help empower this entire immersive industry, right? So we produced the Olympics for VR headsets. We produced the World Cup for VR headsets with, you know, HBS and FIFA and OBS and the IOC, right? And so we are part of the production stack. A lot of our technology, like we said, is on the field this Sunday. It shows up as goal line pylons and below the goalposts, big immersive feeds. And so we're able to produce all these things at a scale. And now we can bring in that super high res, fully immersive feed that you might usually only get here on TV.
Yeah.
We can give you here.
Yeah.
So it all works together, right? And it's part of that, the path I had of being able to work within these various seats in the industry that was the unlock of how do we do this? Because it's hard, like really hard, but we've been able to do it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Future Sport is a presentation of Empire Media, a B2B and B2C podcast and digital company dedicated to making your business or brand be heard. Internal or external content creation that will have a lasting impact on your strategy, consulting, creation, and production, all to help you effectively communicate your message in any marketplace. Learn more at empiremedia.com, AMPIREmedia.com. So I assume you're not just thinking about sports, concerts, live theater, movies, maybe? I don't know.
So
maybe.
All these things want watch parties. Right?
Yeah.
There's an example. You know, you go to Hollywood Park in L.A., you can go watch Star Wars on a little screen in front of a live orchestra.
Yeah.
Right? And it's this notion of, we say it's the experience economy meets the immersive industry. Fans want to go out and do things. And that's across all types of genre, all content. So, yeah, really amazing immersive premieres. You think about, you know, when the next Stranger Things comes out. You think about House of Dragons. You think about Last of Us. You think about all these big ticket IPs.
Yes.
That aren't locked to a theatrical window. Then now we can do really cool experiential stuff. Because if you look at it right now, you know, have you heard of the LBE, location-based entertainment, right, where they're themed out like a Stranger Things house? Or all these things are happening. And so we're able to kind of leverage those macro trends to create unique experiences for fans. And yes, it applies across everything.
It's all right. So I also envision, and I'm sure you do too, that people are going to look at this and go, I want this in my house. Forget the home theater. Why do you know what? Who wants a home theater anymore? I want that in my house.
Yeah.
Can you do it?
We've had some very discerning partners ask for that. and we said, what?
Yeah.
Remember, this is what we're, this is a 70-foot tall, 26-meter diameter, 12K, like LED dome.
I know a few people.
Yeah.
We just got a new ownership group in Washington. I know a few people.
Yeah, that's true. look, we're not focused on that market right now.
Yeah.
We can go smaller, and we have some installations that are smaller, but the home theater is a great experience as it is. We're going after this shared reality moment, the connectivity that we want to go after, but who's to say we won't approach that in the future?
All right. How about partnerships with teams, leagues? I mean, obviously, you just mentioned it yourself. Half of the fans who want to watch that game are not in Kansas City when your team is playing there.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Why not have one of these and be it branded with
You're
them?
Exactly right. Yes. So Look, the whole unlock to our industry is partnerships, teamwork, like sports. It just really is. So we operate across this entire ecosystem. So we have league deals with the NBA, with the UFC. We have broadcast partner deals with Warner Brothers and Turner
UFC
Sports.
You could change pay-per-view.
Oh,
yes.
Live UFC pay-per-view matches. Correct. In Cosm.
Or
we can put you in
WWE,
the octagon.
WWE, yes.
Yes.
Right.
Literally, you feel every single punch.
Yeah.
It is incredible what we can do. So NBC Sports, all the broadcasters, right? So the power of partnership matters, and also with the local leagues and teams. So co-programming with them, that matters. In LA, we are just between SoFi Stadium and the Intuit Dome, like right in the middle of it. So looking to co-program with them, looking to find ways to add value to that district. And so, yes, partnership matters. We've also announced a big deal with Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
Right? So those big entertainment experiences, you know, that we can give all access to that you can't get. And so we see that across everything. And so that's the core unlock to our strategy is adding value across the stack. And we do that.
How about just the idea of what you're doing and the importance of live? Do you see now a inversion back to live really matters?
Oh my gosh, live is everything because it's scarce, right? And it's new every time. And so when we compare ourselves to, call it the real estate industry, and you look at, you know, how many repeats do you have a year?
Yeah.
You know, look, if you have a big crazy experience, you might go once a year or something.
That's right.
But at Cosm, because it's always live, always new, we think you're going to come back time and time again. We want this to be your favorite place to watch your favorite team.
Yeah.
Whether that is a Premier League team, whether that's a college football team, a basketball team, whatever it is. Like, we want this to be your spot, and we work through that ecosystem together. So live matters. That is the key unlock that drives the utility of our model, everything around it.
Okay.
You see it on TV, too.
Obviously, I don't need you to be specific about this, but what you're building looks to take significant investment to do it. Can you kind of talk about that? Because this is not just building a movie theater or a live venue. This is a completely different experience.
You're exactly right. And like to showcase that, we worked with our architect as HKS. So HKS did SoFi Stadium, AT&T, US Bank, like the newest, biggest stadiums. And we brought all those learnings to bear in our venues. And it does take significant investment. But we think it's within economic reason to do that, and we have some great partnerships and capital partners to do that as well. And the beauty is because we have live content all the time, we're not just on Thursday, Friday, Saturday in prime time.
That's right.
We're open all day, every day. And we have great F&B, great hospitality moments, and this wide portfolio of content that allows us to deliver value to the fans, you know, in multiple day parts, right? And so if you think about that day part strategy, it allows us to drive the economic value to merit that level of investment.
All right, let me leave you with one final question, which is a very vague overview question. How are people going to watch sports or consume entertainment in 5 to 10 years? Because it sounds like you are seeing something that is me sitting on my couch looking at a 50 to 70 inch screen is going to be something that is going to feel like from another era in the very near future.
If you want to go out and watch a sport with friends, you're going to come to Cosm, 100%. When you're at home, you're going to leverage the immersive industry, that tech stack that happens. And, you know, look, I'm never going to make a bet on the metaverse or when the moment is. Like, who knows? The only thing I can guarantee is the world's getting more digital and more immersive. Like, my phone's beeping. My watch is beeping. I'm getting barked at from all these signals. And that's only going to increase. All right, we're only going to get more and more access. And we're going to give the fan more options. And I think fan optionality will be the driver here, whether it's a single-player ISO cams, which is something that we do that's freaking incredible. Like, there's so many things happening that will give that fan access like they've never seen before. And finally, the tech industry is now at a place where the fan can catch up. Like, in the past, tech was way up here and too expensive. It was incredible, but you couldn't scale it. So now the cost of that tech is starting to come down.
Yep.
The fan demand is starting to come up, and it's going to come together, right? We think it comes together at Cosm, but also it's going to come together more devices at home and more ways to engage. And that's the thing. It's going to be more access, and who knows what the hardware is going to be at home.
Yeah.
But I bet we'll have a say in that.
Jeb Terry is the CEO and the president of Cosm, COSM. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
On the next Future Sport podcast, how AI is becoming a team's best sales asset.
Never says the same thing twice, so it's not like a canned response. It changes its response based on what you say, your tone, your sentiment. And because of that, guess what? It's very human-like.
That's Jim Cascade, CEO of Conversica, who is helping teams have an automated staff with direct touch points with fans and customers. That will do it for this episode. As always, the future is now. This is the Future Sport Podcast. I'm Bram Weinstein.